A carnivore diet refers to the consumption of animal-based foods. People who follow a carnivorous dietary pattern eat almost exclusively only meat and other animal-based foods. And you're about to learn everything about it. Welcome to Carnivore Today. All things carnivore, ketogenic living, and metabolic health. If you're looking to shed those extra pounds, reduce your dependency on prescriptions, or even heal metabolic disorders, we've got you covered. It's all about the latest research, success stories, and we'll give you practical tips to help you thrive on your wellness journey. And we're also here to quell some misconceptions about it.
What about fiber? Won't I explode without eating fiber?
Fiber is not necessary.
I'll get fat eating all that fat.
No, you will not.
I'm not going to have any energy because no carbs.
You'll have more.
I'm going to have a heart attack from eating all that red meat.
False.
Carnivore Today, where your health journey begins. Now your host, Adam Lacy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Carnivore Today. I'm very excited to talk with Nora today, who has seen some incredible benefits to living a carnivore lifestyle. Nora, for those who are not familiar with you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Hi, I'm Nora Kimmer. I am in my late 30s now, and I work in cardiology. And I began my carnivore journey almost 4 years ago to help with fertility. And I have had a lot of success with it, from weight loss to having a natural positive pregnancy test to helping with my hormones to getting off of antidepressants.
So. That's awesome. So you mentioned that you're in cardiology and you're on a carnivore diet. So how does that work?
It goes against everything in my field, everything that I have been taught. But from what I've seen, most of my patients are unhealthy. They're morbidly obese. They're on fistfuls of drugs. And obviously something is not working. They're told to eat this diet that is making them more and more sick. In 2020, when Dr. Robert Kiltz suggested the carnivore diet to me after my last embryo transfer, I was ready to give it anything. I was at a loss. And so I was open-minded. Maybe more so than most because of all that I've gone through. I was desperate. Mm-hmm. So desperate times call for desperate measures. And I knew that sugar leads to all kinds of problems. And in cardiology, we're taught processed foods are bad, but veggies are really good. But red meat causes heart disease. And I don't know. From what I was seeing, I just knew that couldn't be true.
Right. Yeah. So from your experience, do you feel like that's the case or is something else going on there?
I believe that from now that I'm 4 years in, I believe it's processed foods, seed oils, which we know are highly inflammatory, and sugar are the main culprits for heart disease.
Yeah, I've heard that as a somewhat of a common theme, especially for those in the know in the carnivore space for sure. And through my own personal experience, I feel like that's likely the case. You know, my resting heart rate went down almost 20 beats per minute for just resting, and then the same for my walking heart rate. So, I mean, just other little issues and things I've had with the heart have completely subsided and gone away. So it's if red meat is bad for your heart, I guess I'm the anomaly.
Why do we see so many health benefits if it's so bad for us? Why does our blood pressure go down when we eat an all meat diet? Our glucose,
right?
People reverse type 2 diabetes, which is just causes so many issues.
Absolutely, absolutely. So you've had an issue with fertility in the past. How long have you had this issue with fertility?
Unofficially, since 2012.
Oh, wow.
Officially, we started seeking treatment in 2013. So the fertility drugs started in 2013. The weight loss drugs, unfortunately, I was roughly at that time in 2013, I was 260 pounds or so. And I was told that that was the main reason I couldn't get pregnant. So it's been a very long journey.
Okay. So at what point did you decide, let's rewind a little bit. So yeah, you basically 11 or 12 years ago, you started having issues with fertility, or at least you noticed that you had those issues and you're trying to have a child. And what options did you have moving forward to fix that issue?
I had all the tests ran. I had an HSG test where they shoot into your ovaries to make sure they're open. Mine were completely open, no issues. The blood work was ran. I was pre-diabetic, but everything else was okay on the surface. So they started me on some fertility drugs, and then eventually immediately moved into the weight loss and said, you have to do something about your weight. So in 2015, I did have bariatric surgery. I had the sleeve done. And we gave it another year before starting treatment again when we were not successful. Obviously, weight loss was not the issue. I know it doesn't help with pregnancy, but that was not my main issue for not being able to conceive.
Okay. So obviously you're eating a carnivore lifestyle now. What led you to kind of finding that fix, if you will?
Somehow I discovered keto in 2017. Bariatric surgery does not fix your mind at all. And I had a sugar addiction, always had. And that was the reason that I was so morbidly obese at that time. I did get up to 300 pounds. With the bariatric surgery, I got it down to 190 pounds. But I still wasn't happy. I wasn't fixed. I wasn't my goal weight. So I did discover keto somewhere. Someone said keto for fertility. And so I gave that a try from 2017 to 2020. It never fixed my mind, though, because you're allowed keto treats if they fit into your macros. And I made them fit. So I was, I made sure. Right. So my brain was always triggered still by sugar. I was still drinking sweetened coffee and had my little treats at dessert time. So I did have an egg retrieval for IVF and multiple embryo transfers. The last transfer failed in January 2020, and I reached out to Dr. Kiltz. He and I had been talking because he was interested in me as being low carb and in the carnivore space. Mm-hmm. And I reached out to him and said, I'm at a loss. What can I do? And he said, try carnivore. We got to get your inflammation down. Something's going on with your egg quality. And so I did dive all in around March 2020.
Awesome.
And
Dr. Kiltz convinced you then.
I'm sorry?
Dr. Kiltz is who convinced you then.
Yes, he is. Yes.
Okay.
So we were talking on a regular basis, just through text messaging. And I did the research, started finding all these people on social media and what to eat, what not to eat. And I just ate meat. I wasn't focused on fats at that time. I just ate all the meat I could find. We bought a really nice smoker, so that added to the fun of my meals.
Nice.
But I was eating seafood, pork, beef, chicken, all of it. And felt amazing. We were not successful getting pregnant again, but I did notice my mood was more clear. I was feeling amazing. My heart rate, like you've mentioned, went down. My sleep improved. And so I was able to get off of stabilizers. I had been on them for almost 20 years. And in spring 21, after being on the carnivore diet for a year, I was able to get off of them. And I just kept seeing all of these improvements in my health, skin clarity. And that led me to asking other questions about my health. What am I putting on my skin? What else am I putting in my body? So I've been focusing on just going completely natural with natural health.
That's awesome. I love that. So you said you were on mood altering prescriptions for 20 years. So
yes.
How did that feel when you were able to kick those to the curb?
Oh, it was a huge relief. I did it safely. I was working with a naturopathic doctor. She did help me supplement some, I believe it was ashwagandha. Mm-hmm. And a couple other supplements to just kind of balance me for a little bit while I was transitioning. But I found out that antidepressants can cause harm. And I just wanted to get all of that out of my system to hopefully get pregnant. That was my end goal. But I didn't notice a huge difference in, I guess, my mood from getting off of them. Mental clarity was the biggest thing. And I was able to feel emotions again. They seemed to have been masking so much for so many years.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. So that seems to be somewhat of a common theme that I've noticed with people that were on antidepressants. And it's not, and a lot of them say that it's not so much the feeling that the bad feelings are gone, but now there's good feelings that they haven't necessarily felt before. So yeah, that's yes. Awesome. I love that. So you learned about carnivore from Dr. Kiltz. Did he have you make his yes. famous ice cream first or?
Let's see. I did not have any sweeteners or anything the first probably year and a half. Some things happened. I was working at a trauma one hospital throughout 2020, 2021. And I did let my emotions get the best of me in late 2021. So I did try his ice cream. Unfortunately, I'm an abstainer. I'm not a moderator still. So I can't handle his ice cream. It's delicious.
Right.
But I can't have that in my diet.
I made it, but it was delicious, but I did it without the sugar. So it was more like frozen eggnog, I guess. It wasn't exactly ice cream, but it was actually pretty good. But I can't handle dairy, so I don't really do it that much anymore. So
I can't either.
So you basically said that you started out with eating mainly proteins, meat, and yes. not concentrating as much on the fat. So what made you kind of decide to make that transition, and what happened as a result of that?
So in 2022 was a rough year. I was meat-based, but not strict carnivore. My husband and I had a come to Jesus talk in December 2022. And I said, something's got to happen. We're still not pregnant. We're entering our late 30s. Let's go all in. So January 1st, 2023, we both quit alcohol for the first time in our lives. And I went completely strict carnivore and he went meat-based. We both started lifting as well. I had my positive pregnancy test in April 2023.
Awesome.
And I viewed that as a God wink that we were on the right path. I did miscarry, unfortunately, but that's a win in my book. That's huge after IVF treatment not working. So I was still curious, why couldn't I hold on to this pregnancy? Why am I not continuously getting pregnant? So I I met a nutritionist, Judy Cho, and I had talked at KetoCon, and she suggested their services. So I met with Cheryl, and she said, I need to up my fats. Women need fats. And I had no idea for some reason. I didn't know how many fats I needed. I've just been kind of floating through carnivore on my own, eating the meat, feeling great, but noticing I could take it to another level. So I did increase my fats from about 60% to 75%. So 75% fat to 25% protein.
Wow.
What a difference.
Really?
Energy. Energy was huge. Sleep improved. I was stressing so much over this fertility stuff. My sleep had decreased. So increasing the fast, I noticed, helped. And I track my hormones every morning. And I was able to see the trend of my progesterone double over 3 months, which is what you need to sustain a pregnancy.
Wow. That's awesome. So how does that app work?
I have a little pee cup every morning. Perfect. And I have a little that I dip into it. Okay. And then it's called the Anito. So it's almost a camera that inspects the 4 sex hormones through my urine. And it pulls it up on an app on my phone and gives me a numerical value every morning.
Oh, wow. I had no idea that there was such a thing. So what yes. did you call that again?
Anito. Anito. It's unfortunately only for Apple phones, but there's another fertility tracker for other phones called the Mira. So there are options for people that don't have the Apple phone.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So now you have actually conceived, which is an awesome milestone and accomplishment, and congratulations for that. So
thank you.
In the future, are you, hang on, let me rephrase this. Let me start over. I'm going to cut this part out. I lost my train of thought because I'm looking at another question. Okay. Let's get back on. Okay.
Am I doing okay?
Yeah, you're doing great. I lost my, I hit the wrong button here and jumped about 500 lines. Okay. All right. We're going to get on to, your sex hormones, because since you just mentioned that, so we'll get into that a little bit more. Okay. Okay. So now you've had, you've conceived and you have been tracking your sex hormones through this app, which is really cool. What markers are you looking for in terms of in that app? Is there a trend that you're looking for in terms of something that will show you, hey, it's time? Or
yes. So I'm given windows. I start the sticks a few days after my cycle ends, and it will give me certain windows when you're at low fertility, high fertility, peak fertility, and then you wait for your progesterone to rise to confirm ovulation. So I'm able to track all 4 hormones, the estrogen, progesterone, LH, and FSH.
Okay. Very good.
So I will see that throughout probably a 2-week period. And I noticed that when I increase my fats, all of them, my body responded how it's supposed to at the right time. You're supposed to have an LH surge when your egg releases. And then your progesterone is supposed to rise. Your estrogen is supposed to rise at certain points throughout your cycle. And so it's been fascinating playing with the carnivore diet and seeing those changes.
Awesome. I love that. So in terms of how often you check this device, is it a monthly thing, a weekly thing, or what's the cycle with that?
So let's say I start, unfortunately, my cycles are shorter right now. I am working on elongating them, which increasing my fats had helped with. So I will start on probably cycle day 7, and then ovulation will probably occur on cycle day 14, and then progesterone should rise a few days after that. So it's about a 2-week period after your cycle happens.
Okay.
You can continue on to see how well your progesterone rises, which I do play with. I wanted to see that after I had increased fats.
Okay.
About 2 weeks.
I think maybe I asked the wrong question, or I said the wrong word, cycle. So in terms of in terms of how often you check the app, what's the frequency of checking that app? Is it once a month or once a week? Or
every morning. Okay. So it populates on my phone, and I'm actually able, I can show you, I get a graph.
Oh, nice.
Of my hormones, and it tracks it every single day.
So you can see real time almost what your real diet time. Is actually doing, you know, what you're eating is how it's affecting everything. Very cool. I like that. Well, you're definitely seeing a positive result as you increase your fat intake and things like that.
Yes.
Awesome. So, okay. So we've determined now that eating more fat is beneficial for your hormones and in turn is going to help you to have a pregnancy. So what does that actually look like in practice? The 75% fat. I'm sure some people are thinking, you know, what am I having, a bowl of fat and then a slice of steak? Or what's it look like for you?
My biggest increase was raw butter. I have a herd shared through an Amish farm, and I wanted the highest quality possible. I did hear that raw butter is best if you can get it, or grass-fed butter. I had also incorporated the lion diet at the same time that I increased my fats. So what that looked like for me, it was an 8-ounce ribeye with 2 tablespoons of butter in the morning for breakfast. I do eat 3 meals a day. I feel best on that. Mm-hmm. And then for lunch, it was 8 ounces of ground beef with 2 tablespoons of butter. And then dinner was 9 ounces of ribeye with 2 tablespoons of butter.
Oh, nice.
And I did that every single day. It was a little pricey, but I think it definitely helped a lot. Now I'm increasing. I'm not able to keep up with the 2 ribeyes a day, but I'm eating more ground beef. I didn't incorporate eggs again, mm-hmm. but I'm making sure I hit that 75% fat. So lots of butter.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what other benefits have you seen besides, you know, being able to conceive, which is an awesome one, and getting off your antidepressants? Have you noticed anything else? Obviously, weight loss.
The biggest thing, I had no idea that women were not supposed to have painful periods.
Wow.
That was a huge shocker to me. So when I started carnivore and just took away the inflammation, I don't have pain. I don't have cramps. I don't get that psychotic Nora a couple of days before my period starts. That was huge for me. I had gotten on birth control, I believe, at age 14 because my periods were so horrendous. But I was also eating the standard American diet and a lot of processed foods. And not having bloating. I actually lost weight during my cycle, which is usually unheard of.
Wow.
So that was a huge benefit for me. I did not break out throughout my cycle. I would usually get a couple blemishes. None of that. Sleep improving, solid sleep. I have an Oura ring, so I track my sleep, and I've noticed more deep sleep when I've increased my fats. I did manage to lose 30 pounds in addition to the bariatric weight loss. So that totals to about 140 pounds that I've lost total now.
Wow. That's awesome.
But I feel it's almost food freedom for me. That's a huge benefit in my mind. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm missing out, because I know how good my body feels on carnivore. I don't get the bloating. I don't get the brain fog. I don't get the increased heart rate after I eat, which was horrible for me prior to carnivore.
Yeah, that's awesome. So in terms of brain fog and mental clarity, have you seen any improvements in that area?
Big time. Yes. Yes. My blood sugar used to drop in the mornings if I waited too long to eat. So I would just be walking around in a haze. It was horrible. Carnivore has done wonders for mental clarity. So, and that's what led to me being able to say, hey, maybe I could get off these antidepressants since I'm so clear-headed. Let's see. Another thing I did notice, we hike a lot. Mm-hmm. And I am able to, I guess, fast a little longer than my husband can. I'm able to power through easier. He's somewhat meat-based. I'm trying to transition him. But I'm able to go further and longer on hikes. My blood sugar doesn't fall out like his does. So that was another benefit we noticed this year.
Nice. So you're kicking your husband's butt on the trail.
Yeah, I do.
Let's go, buddy. Come on. Awesome. Yeah. I love that. Right. I love that. So for families out there that are kind of looking for an answer in terms of fertility, and with all the experience that you've had and all the avenues and journeys and paths that you've been on, what advice would you have to that family if they're considering a carnivore diet?
First thing is to stop eating out. Just doing that alone, you can cut out so much. And then prioritizing meat first at every meal. If you do that, you'll be more satisfied. I found myself being more satisfied when I prioritize protein. Mm-hmm. And eventually, you can cut out everything else. So meat first.
Awesome.
And make it fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like beating your husband on the trail.
Yes. Yes.
Right? So what would you say? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My apologies. But you don't have to just to beef. The easiest way I was able to transition was incorporating all animal products. I played around with making my own breakfast sausage because I noticed the sausage in grocery stores had too many additives and had sugar. So I make my own breakfast sausage and I had these incredible omelets every morning. I would have a ribeye and shrimp for dinner. I mean, what other diet can you eat so well on? Big advice would be to have fun with the diet or the way of eating at first. Just incorporate all animal products that you enjoy.
Awesome. I love that. So what would you say in terms of if somebody pushes back and says, well, it's too expensive, I can't afford it. Is this an affordable way of eating?
Yes. You can always go to the grocery store and you can get regular ground beef. Some people say that grass-fed is best, and that is what financially I'm able to do that. Mm-hmm. So I do search out local farms, and I have hopped around at different farmers markets to check the various prices and have found that I can get grass-fed ground beef for about $6 a pound, which I think is great in my mind.
Wow. That's a great price.
And so I've done my research and it takes a little time, but it's been fun getting to know farmers, hopping around farmers markets, seeing what's available. And there are various websites that can help you find local farmers in your area that you can contact. And I would even suggest buying a half cow if you're able to, if you have the freezer space, that can definitely bring the price per pound down.
Awesome. I love that. So let's see. All right. We're going to pause again. Pause for a second.
Okay. I hope I don't go off on too many tangents. I'm sorry.
You're fine. You're fine. Normally, I've got more lead time into an interview and I was ready for a farmer today. And he canceled because I guess his well froze solid, and they're having like a mini catastrophe out there on his farm, and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is like the third time that he's had to cancel because some kind of calamity has happened. So, yeah. But yeah, I had all my questions prepared for a farmer. Obviously, you're not a farmer.
Quite the opposite.
Right, right.
Though you saw my Highland cow, I actually had dreams of being a farmer. So it's crazy how it happens.
I had dreams of being a farmer too. And then I thought to myself, I don't think I could eat the cow that I raised. That would have to be a cow for somebody else because I would probably befriend the cow. You know?
Too attached.
Right.
Name the cow.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So let me ask you before we continue, what message do you want to get out there for people that's important for you, or what topic? And then we'll jump to that area.
I have, and I haven't even gone into this. I even search for the latest shiny thing when it comes to fertility.
Mm-hmm.
I have spent, you don't even want to know the thousands of dollars I spent with Judy Cho. And I don't know if you know about her SIRS thing that she focuses on. It's this mold toxicity. And I went down that rabbit hole in the fall. And I guess the biggest takeaway, listen to your body. Make it simple. Eat meat. And then if you're not seeing those benefits, maybe then reach out to someone. So keep it simple. I had my positive pregnancy by keeping it simple. I wasn't taking fistfuls of supplements. I was taking over 20 supplements 3 times a day until December 24th, a couple weeks ago.
Oh my goodness.
She had me on about 60 supplements a day. It wrecked me. I don't want to share all of that. I do share that on Instagram, but keep it simple. Eat meat.
Wow.
I think that's the biggest takeaway. So I was keeping it simple. I wasn't drinking. I was just eating meat. And we had just bought a travel trailer. So my brain wasn't on fertility, actually.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So, well, let me ask you this question. It just popped into my head. So,
okay.
So now Nora is eating mostly fat and her sex hormones are getting better. You know, she's able to conceive at this point, and her husband is kind of getting a little bit different person now. Is this a good thing for him, or has he noticed anything and said anything in regards to how you're eating?
Yes, he's noticed the benefits as well. As far as I'm cooking more meat. We're staying home. We're actually saving money that way. And we have fun creating meat meals together in the kitchen. So he's enjoyed date nights at home. That's what we focus on now. We have decided to, instead of going to a winery or a brewery for a date, we're taking a hike. We're searching out parks to go to instead. So it's helped our marriage. It's helped each of us individually. He's noticed that I'm happier.
That's awesome. I love that. So definitely date night is more beneficial to making babies than other things, right?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Awesome. I love it.
We get to unwind at home and start the meal together and have fun in the kitchen. We turn on some music and make a whole night of it.
That's awesome. I love that. Okay. So let's, I'm going to ask you now, in terms of, I know you have a website, right? Is it like a coaching thing or?
Okay. Oh no, I don't do any of that. I've unlearned a lot in these past half, almost 4 years. I've had to unlearn that sunscreen is beneficial, right, and there's actually carcinogens in it. My whole world has opened up with carnivore. So once you start questioning your food, then you're going to start questioning what you're putting in your body, on your body. I don't use any fragrances. I stopped perfumes completely because apparently they're endocrine disruptors and they're affecting our hormones. The chemicals we're putting on our face for face lotion. I make my own tallow face lotion now, and that's all I use. So I decided it was so much at once for myself. I wanted to help others, so I created a blog. And so I'm slowly going through this process of unlearning or denormalizing your life. What they tell us is normal is not making us more healthy. It's actually making us more sick. Kind of like, unfortunately, with cardiology, what they're telling us to do is not really helping. So I created this website to hopefully encourage others to ask questions. I just want people to ask questions. And I'm eventually going to lay it all out for people in a simple form. Here are the steps you can do to denormalize your life, from air purifiers for your home to lotion you're putting on yourself. And
that's awesome. I love that. So what's the URL for that website?
Denormalizeyourlife.com.
Awesome. I love that. So first of all, I love the name, but what made you choose that name?
Just opposite of normal. Right. I've been normal my whole life. And so I wanted to denormalize it and go against the grain in every aspect.
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah. It's so much of what we've been taught as normal is, well, it's not normal. It's the exact opposite of everything that we've learned and flies in the face of almost every institution and authority, body that's out there. And it's just incredible to me, having gone through it myself and experienced it myself with an autoimmune condition that they say basically you can't fix it. And, I started eating steaks and ground beef and eggs and bacon, and lo and behold, it starts to reverse itself. And at that point, like you said, you start questioning things, and it's almost like your world kind of falls apart, and you can see the light at that point, but it's a whole new path of learning and experience and understanding. And it's so much simpler as well for me. And it's just been a great experience.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Back to what they tell you, they label you with this condition. Like with my mood stabilizers, I was told at age 15, 16 that I had a chemical imbalance and that I had to be put on these pills to survive every day. I was up to 5 mood stabilizers and sleep aids by 21 years old.
Wow.
And looking back, because now that I'm starting to question, well, do I really have that chemical imbalance? Or was I just a normal teenager that was struggling to fit in? I wasn't popular. And, going through those hormonal changes, I think it was just a normal walk of life and maybe just needed a therapist or, a good friend to talk to instead of being put on these mood stabilizers that wound up altering my entire life.
Absolutely. And I think to some degree, a lot of times I believe that genetics don't have as much of a role in our health as what they lead us to believe. I think that our genetics kind of make us more sensitive or susceptible to the poisons that we eat. So I think that's kind of the path that I've been taking, at least the pattern with a lot of people that I've seen. It seems like some people are just more susceptible to what they're eating, and that may have been the case with you in the past as well.
Yes. I like to say genetics loads the gun, but lifestyle pulls the trigger.
I love that. Absolutely. Perfect. Yeah, that was a lot less wordy, but more impactful than what I said.
Well, we have more control than we think. over our lives. And I do believe that most of this can be preventable. I'm 38. I just turned 38 two weeks ago, and I'm not on a single drug at all. I take a couple of supplements. Unfortunately, I had my gallbladder out at a very young age, so I do need a little help with digestion. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't feel 38. I don't like to admit I am because I just don't feel it. Age is just a number. But my patients that I see are getting younger and younger. And if they would just change some of their food choices, most of the time, a lot can be reversed. I think most can be reversed.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
We're in control.
That's awesome. So what are some of the articles that you have on Denormalize Your Life? Let me say this. That's special to you. You know, some of the first ones that come to mind, that's important.
The big one was fertility. Okay. And asking questions, why do they put us on these fertility? Can after years of being on them? And why are we asking more questions about the chemicals that we use to clean our home that are actually endocrine disruptors? Why aren't we told these things? So my fertility blog is near and dear to my heart because I wish that IVF is not easy. And so many women are given that as the only option when it can be avoided most of the time. There are special circumstances where it can't. But if we clean up our life and our diet and our stress, I do believe that IVF can be avoided. I've spent tens of thousands of dollars on IVF. I'm still paying it off. You're injecting chemicals into your body on a daily basis. And so IVF affects every aspect of your life. So let's try to avoid it. And that's one of my big blogs.
Very cool. So in your experience, since you obviously have extensive experience in this area, do you feel like, okay, so obviously you're focused more on yourself because it's, you know, personal to you, but there's another part of the equation when it comes to child making. Have you seen, what have you seen as far as the other side? Is it important for him to eat, you know, more of a carnivore lifestyle as well in order to conceive, or?
Well, it's 50-50. It takes two to tango. I will say this. The one time we had our pregnancy, my husband quit drinking.
Okay.
Trying to word this carefully because he will listen to this. I know that alcohol is neurotoxin, and I do believe that his lifestyle changes made a huge impact in our fertility and still can. So he will be going all in with me on this journey again this spring. And hopefully we're successful again.
Yeah, I believe that you will be. Yeah, the reason I asked that question is because obviously, I mean, it does take two to tango, right? So in order to create life, it's 50-50 and you know, you always hear that it's more so the female and the fertility part of it, but you know, it seems like the virility part as well should be just as important. So I don't have any experience in that area, so that's why I was kind of leaning on you to give us some insight in that area.
The men should definitely be looked at, and lucky for them, very lucky for them, you can regenerate your sperm in 3 months. So just three short months, you can do wonders for the male fertility aspect.
I know, at least for me, I can do 3 months of ribeyes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let's not torture.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I do believe the man should be on board 100%. Through the fertility process.
Okay, very cool. So for those that are wanting to connect with you and possibly maybe throw you a couple of questions or something like that, where can they find you?
I'm mostly on Instagram. I actually share my entire journey on there. I'm pretty raw. I share the positives and the negatives, the highs and the lows. You can tell when I'm having a hard day. We all struggle, but I want to be as real as possible because this has been a very long journey. So Instagram, I share my meals. I share little positive affirmations and things I'm doing on my journey to help, things that I'm trying. So I am Nora's Fertility Fix on Instagram. I would love anyone and everyone to reach out and ask questions and offer guidance or positivity. I've created a pretty awesome network on there, and I'm so grateful for the people that I've met on Instagram that have supported me and really helped me through this journey.
That's awesome. I love that. And I'll definitely link that in the description below so everybody can just click on that really quick and go subscribe and hang out with Nora and watch some of that, or at least double tap the all the images that she shares on there, especially the food ones. Man, some of that stuff looks really, really delicious.
Thank you. It's fun.
Well, thank you, Nora, for joining me today. I truly appreciate your willingness to share your journey in this area of fertility. And, you know, no doubt you're going to help many, many people in this area to unlock a new, essentially cheat code for their life that they may not even know that they actually had as a possibility. So I thank you so much for sharing your journey and your carnivore diet experiences. And we appreciate you. And well, I'm sure we'll see you soon.
Definitely. Thank you, Adam. It was a pleasure.
Awesome.
You've been listening to Carnivore Today. We're one of the most unique podcasts on the web as we explore not only the carnivore diet, but the misconceptions about it as well along the way. There are so many benefits from this extremely healthy and fulfilling diet. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find the website at carnivoretoday.com. Also find us on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Carnivore Today. See you next time.